Well, next to the Dáil, where TDs have been debating the ongoing controversy over the report into the case of Grace, the severely disabled young woman who spent more than 20 years in a County Waterford foster home despite serious allegations about conditions there. The Farrelly inquiry, which lasted 8 years and cost many millions of euro, said that while Grace had been neglected, it could not establish that marks and bruises on her body were the result of serious physical or sexual abuse. Others have questioned this, and Grace's legal representative took the unusual step of saying that while she had made extensive submissions to the commission, these weren't referred to in its findings. Fiacra O'Kiona of our political staff has this report on today's contributions.
2 weeks on from the publication of the Farrelly Commission, and its findings remain firmly in the political spotlight. On Tuesday, the General Solicitor for the High Court became the latest to raise concerns, saying her submissions to the Commission on behalf of Grace were not included in its final report. Minister for Children Norma Foley today told the Dáil the Commission believes it acted appropriately.
The Commission further confirmed its view that all steps were duly taken in considering submissions received, including those made on behalf of Grace.
The minister also said the case is heartbreaking and that lessons will be learned in the future. But for the opposition, including Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, it is answers over what happened in the past that are still needed.
I want to go back to 1995-1996, where the balloon goes up and the allegations are made, and a decision is taken to remove Grace from the home in question. That decision is appealed by Family X. Their appeal fails. They then write to the Minister for Health of the time. And the Minister for Health acknowledges receipt of that correspondence and then extraordinarily responds a couple of months later to say the decision was made, but there was then another appeal mechanism and the Health Board has reversed that decision. I, for one, want to know exactly what happened there.
That demand for answers echoed by Labour's children's spokesperson Mark Wall, who said questions remain over the Grace case and what action officials took at the time.
The profound lack of public accountability must be addressed. Having spent millions, so many of us are at a loss at the failure to vindicate the rights of Grace and set out clearly what happened to her, who was responsible and why it happened.
Deputy Wall also called for the chair of the Farrelly Commission, Senior Counsel Marjorie Farrelly, to make a public statement on her findings. And in an impassioned contribution to the debate, Fianna Fáil TD John McGuinness, who was key to uncovering the case, said others need to make statements too.
There's so much wrong with this report, and Minister, so much wrong with what the government is suggesting, that we now give it to somebody else. Dogs will bark and the caravan will move on. I hope to God that there's enough people in this House, across all of the political parties, that will put down some sort of motion to bring the spotlight back on the HSE, the South Eastern Health Board, and insist that they be asked to come before us.
Independent Catherine Connolly, one of a number of TDs, to sum up the ongoing Dáil concerns.
At the heart of the report is Grace. Well, I can't think of anything more inaccurate than that.
And that was Catherine Connolly, ending that report from Fiacra O'Kiona.